This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3067 for Tuesday, the 5th of May 2020. Today's show is entitled Getting My Python 3 Code Working in Python 2 and is part of the series A Little Bit of Python. It is hosted by Mr. X and is about 25 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is: what I had to do to get my Raspberry Pi Perface CAD board working after a Debian upgrade.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Mr. X, and I'll start this episode a little bit differently from usual. This is an episode I found lying about my hard drive, and it actually dates back to 2018. It was to do with an upgrade that I did to my Raspberry Pi downstairs running Debian, and after it broke something after the upgrade, and I wasn't able to load a module, a Python module, to allow the add-on PyFace board to work. But you'll find out more about it when I play the actual thing. But it's a wee bit out of sequence because obviously I supplied the latest version of my PyFace code with previous episodes, and it has all these things incorporated into it. So there we go. But just to clear that up, and it's a bit confuddling and a bit rambly, but probably as per usual. So anyway, I hope you enjoy it and you get something out of it. Normal service will be resumed. Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience, and welcome to this podcast. I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this all possible. It really is an invaluable service on these intertubes. They've gone to a great deal of effort to make it very, very easy to do. HPR is a community podcast created by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Just pick up a microphone, hit the record button, and off you go. Use your phone, a PC, a dictaphone, anything. It's as simple as that. And just post it in. This episode is like some of my other ones, is a bit haphazard, and I haven't really done a great deal of preparation for it. And it's also kind of out of sequence because it's about an add-on board, a problem I came across with an add-on board I have, and I was planning to cover the add-on board in a project I've written for it. And by the time you hear this, I may well have covered it. It depends on whether I am brave enough to publish my terrible Python code. But anyway, the I have a Raspberry Pi Model B. It's one of the early ones, and I bought one of the original Raspberry Pi. The PyFace. PyFace add-on boards. It was a PyFace CAD, PyFace command and display, I think that's what it stands for, add-on board. And I mentioned in one of the podcasts that I haven't published yet, but you probably have heard it, that this project is fuss-free in its it really works almost like an item you buy off the shelf. Now that, you know, the once the program, when my project's complete, it's almost like a purchased piece of hardware. You know, I don't even I give it so little attention these days. It just works. At least that was the case until very recently. What happened was I came across an email. Now, an email saying that that really you should move, if you're running Debian 7, which is Wheezy, you really should upgrade to Debian Jesse, Debian 8, because the security is going to be kind of fall by the wayside. And I thought, well, I know this is getting a bit long in the tooth, this distribution. You know, I really should change it. So I kind of rashly took the bull by the horns and decided to do that. And you've got two options. You can either start from scratch, or you can obviously have upgrade the distribution. And obviously, this is Debian running on the Raspberry Pi, so it's actually Raspbian, which is based on Debian. And they don't recommend you upgrading. They recommend a fresh install, really. However, it's relatively straightforward to attempt an upgrade, and you know, you can find that information online if you want to find it. I'm not going to cover that. It's quite straightforward if it works. So I recently up so I'm running a wee bit here. I recently upgraded the operating system on my Raspberry Pi from Wheezy Debian 7 to Jesse Debian 8. All seemed fine until I tried to run my Python 3 project. It reported that the PyFace CAD module wasn't present. I tried to install the module using the standard apt-get command given in the PyFace CAD documentation. It installed okay for Python 2, but it would not install for Python 3, as there was a dependency issue with the Python-lurk library. I'm guessing the upgrade broke something. So I installed a fresh minimal installation of Raspbian Stretch Debian 9 onto a new SD card, another standard installation command in the PyFace CAD documentation. It all installed, but there was a warning about the SPI, which I forgot to enable. I enabled this using the raspi-config util and rebooted the Pi. So the SPI is an interface that you've got to enable on the Pi if you're going to, I believe anyway, if you're going to use the this PyFace CAD add-on board. That's all that was. And the standard Raspberry Pi config tool allows you to turn that off and on. So then I decided to test installation by running the sys-info.py example that's mentioned in the installation documentation that comes with the PyFace CAD board. I think the example gave a warning saying that the PyFace CAD hardware could not be found. At this point, I gave up, decided instead to run my project in Python 2. Of course, at first, the code wouldn't run using Python 2, and I had to do a bit of digging around to find out what was going wrong. And that's what we're going to basically cover today, the changes I had to do to go from Python 3 down to Python 2. I'm guessing that most people want to go the other way from Python 2 to Python 3, but that's still, I suppose, show the differences that come up going from 2 to 3 or 3 to 2. I believe there's a tool available to go from Python 2 to Python 3, or at least will attempt to take a project from Python 2 to Python 3. Haven't tried it, and it may well break your project. I don't know. I just didn't give a go. And maybe it's got an option to go from 3 to 2. Maybe I should have tried it. I don't know. But anyway, I've got the two versions of my Python code installed, it opened in Meld, MELD. It's a graphical diff tool, Meld, MELD, and it makes it very easy to see where the changes are. The two versions are side by side, and they scroll together, and the differences are marked in different colors. It's a very, very easy way to see where the changes are. So I'll just very briefly go through the differences. The first thing I had to do, obviously, was tell this the my Python script what Python interpreter it was using. So it was hash bang slash user slash bin slash env space Python 3. It's now Python 2, so I just changed that to 2. Now the other thing that I came across was this common gotcha is that the print command in Python 3 is a function, whereas I think in Python 2 it's a built-in thing. So and I don't fully understand and didn't take the time to really look at the subtleties between it, but there's differences in and options that are available for the function, which isn't with the built-in, and you tend to put quotes around or inverted commas around the print statement on Python 2, and brackets around the curly bracket, not curly brackets, brackets, it's just straight brackets around the print statement for Python 3. Yeah, I could have gone through and fixed all the print statements and whatnot, but I found out that there's you can incorporate the print function into Python 2, so that all the new so that all the print functions that were in Python 3 will work on Python 2, if that makes sense. So you use the command from space underscore underscore future underscore underscore space import space print underscore function, and that just allows Python 2, the Python 2 interpreter, to use Python 3, the Python 3 print function, and that worked well. Seemed to work okay. So that's a great way of solving a lot of your problems. That's probably the biggest problem is the way Python 2 and Python 3, the difference is the way they handle the print command. So that was the first one. Next thing I came across was Python 3, and I don't understand the subtleties of it, but the module that Python 3 uses is URL lib. In fact, I use the urllib.request module, or urllib dot request. Whereas in Python 2, I had to use import and use urllib2, and urllib2 works a bit differently from urllib. And again, I don't fully understand that because I didn't have the time. I just wanted the thing to work, which is obviously a bad way of doing things. But what I had to do was I'll cover how I used urllib differently a bit later on, because I'm just going down through the code. So that I had to import the urllib2 module as opposed to using urllib.request. So that's quite straightforward. I've got a section here with global variables. And these hold some of these global variables hold commands that run at various times to do various things. So I've got a variable called get IP command. So it obviously gets the IP of the Raspberry Pi, and I've also got the get underscore ESS ID command, and that obviously gets the Wi-Fi. And I had to tweak that because the let me get this right now. Originally I used the command hostname space dash dash all dash IP dash address, and that grabbed the IP address using the host name command. But with this version of Debian, you also get the your MAC address appended to the end of that. Now, again, I was lazy, I was in a hurry, I wanted it fixed. I wonder if there's a possibly another option where I could just say just like dash dash IP address as opposed to all IP address. I bet there is an option for that. I haven't looked. But it was a difference anyway, and I piped that into the cut command, used dash D delimiter space, and then dash F1 to get field one, so it picked up the IP address and ignored the MAC address on the end. So that solved that. And then the getting the Wi-Fi ESS ID, the Wi-Fi name, in other words. Originally, I used iwconfig command, but with this version of Debian, iwconfig had changed from slash bin to slash sbin, and so the script didn't see it. So I had to put an absolute val. I had to reference it absolutely. So I changed it from just iwconfig to slash sbin slash iwconfig, and that solved that problem. Just obviously they've moved it to diff moved to the location of iwconfig within Debian. So there's a f I've got a function that gets the H the number of queues in the HPR, number of shows in the HPR queue, and I use urllib to, or I did use urllib to capture that. And originally, I passed a variable called text, but the command I used was urllib dot request dot url open bracket the URL close bracket dot read open bracket close bracket, and that read it. But for Python 2, I had to change that to urllib 2 dot url open bracket url close bracket dot read open bracket close bracket. So there's a different way of accessing the urllib 2. As I say, a novice Python programmer, and I haven't got the time to really look at the subtleties of the differences. So I'm sure there's plenty of people screaming at the podcast saying, "Oh, I know what the difference is. It's easy. It's just..." Well, I'm not going to go into that. It's just watch out for that one if you're using the urllib between 2 and 3. What else? What else? I've got a function called oh, it's actually button one, but it basically grabs the it gets. Information about the current playing podcast, or the current track being played by Mock, which is a Incurse's music player, and it uses the command Mock p space dash I, and that basically spews out a whole load of stuff about the current playing track. And that gets stored in a variable called mock info. And then what I do is I go through the various line that variable holds a multi-line list of attributes about the information. So it'll say, like the file name, the track, whether it's paused or played or whatever. So for example, to get the actual current state of mock, I pick the first the very first line from that list. So if I use mock info open square bracket close square bracket 0, and that picks the first line from that the information in that variable, and I pass it to a variable called mock state. So that holds the state, what state's mocking, is it in play, pause, or whatever. I think that mock info might be actually an array, maybe it's an array or something like that. And because I want to print it to the PyFace command and display thing, I need to convert it to a string. So I use a string function, open bracket, mock state, close bracket, and I pass that variable, that value to the variable again, mock state. So it basically converts from the value from an array into a string, and that's fine. And obviously the way Python 2 and 3 deal with strings, I think there's a bit of a difference there as well. Once you do that conversion to string, there's additional sort of stuff in there that's generated, I think, by Python, which I'm not actually sure what it is, but it isn't really needed. So so to crop it, I have to find out where there's a colon. Oh, this is too complicated. Basically, Python handles strings a bit differently between 2 and 3. And I think I changed. I had originally I plus 2 colon minus 1. So it basically finds the colon in the string and then moves two characters past that colon. So it chops it off from there, and then it also chops it one back from the end, if that makes sense. So it's two past the colon and one before the end, if I remember rightly. But after going back to Python 2, I looked at that variable. I printed it to the screen to see what was actually happening, because it was getting an error, and there was that minus one that was chopping a bit off the end of the string was actually chopping stuff off the real bit of text that was wanting. So I just took that off. So it went from I plus 2 colon minus 1 to I plus 2 colon, and that was it. That's all that was required. I had to take out that minus 1 from a whole pile of these variables, because they were all the same. They all had minus 1 on the end. God, that was awfully complicated, and I bet you can't even follow it. And I'm explaining it very badly. I used to do a bit more programming in the past, but and so even trying to explain, find the right terms, you know, functions, variables, and all these sort of things, and passing values and all that, it's all a bit kind of, I'm a bit rusty. I think that's probably what I'm trying to say, or a lot rusty. So that's, strings are different anyway. What else changed? Was there anything else? This might be down to strings again. So I had a function or a bit of the code which, if I was in a system menu and I pushed a certain button, it would shut the Pi down, and it would say, it would print out shutdown at such and such, and that wasn't formatted correctly. And again, it's down to the way that strings are handled. I originally had the command string open bracket shutdown time close bracket square bracket 2 semicolon dash 3 close bracket, and is it semicolon, double dots, whatever you call that, and I had to remove that 2 double dots minus 3 and then it printed fine. So it's obviously handling the string a bit differently. This is a dreadful explanation. I do apologise, but at least you'll know what to look out for. Strings, URL lib, that's one thing. Print function, another thing. That's the sort of things you've got to look out for. I'm sure there's a whole list of other things. And was there anything else? Oh yes, answer. Now, I've got a thing where I cut out the program by hitting Q. So I've got a thing, while answer is not equal to Q, and I had answer equals input, and then it enter Q at any time to quit, basically, is what I had. Well, Python 3 handles the input differently from Python 2, and I think it's because It can't, Python 2, if it comes across a non-numeric value, then it bombs out. So you have to say, I think that's what it's to do with. So I think you have to, rather than using input, you use raw underscore input for Python 2. So raw underscore print, raw underscore input, then your brackets, and then away you go, sort of thing. I remember reading somewhere about that. That might be it. I'll just see. Yeah, and that's it. The thing I said at the beginning about using the from future import print function thing, which allows you to use the print function. There's a number of these things, these features that you can import from the future, back in time, from Python 3 to Python 2, which will obviously make dealing with these issues easier if you're going backwards to Python 2. And the unlikely event you're as stupid as me. Anyway, I think that's enough. I really apologise. I really, as always, plan to make that a bit more coherent. But then, as you sort of dive into it, you think, oh, I didn't prepare, and I can't think how to explain this. I should have prepared better. I'm sure I promise I will do next time. So thanks very much for taking the time to listen to this anyway, and I hope you enjoyed it and it wasn't too bad. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.